What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?
Branch or creek.
Well now, is a branch or a creek larger?
Chuck, I don't know. If it was a little thing, I said it was a branch or a creek, you know.
So they'd be a...
There is a difference, I'm pretty sure, but I don't know it.
Okay. Well, can you think of anything that's smaller than a branch or a creek, flowing water?
I don't believe so. Do they give any more terms?
Well, there's just a whole conglomeration of them here. And what they're interested
in... A stream, now. A little stream, you know.
Well, now, would a stream be...
It would be a running line.
And do you think it would be smaller than a branch and a creek, or would it be about the same size? Could you say?
Well, it'd be like ponds. It'd be a big one or a little one or whatever. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. So it would just depend on the individual thing itself. Okay. What do you call flat, grassy country down around the seacoast?
I haven't been that much.
Okay. That's another one of these regional.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a pair of straps that a man wears over his shoulders to keep his pants up?
Oh, suspenders. They used to call them galluses.
What do you call gravy that's made, well, this is gravy that's not thickened, and it's made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially?
Oh, red gravy, red eye, have they got that red eye gravy?
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Kerosene. And it is coal oil, but we always said kerosene, you know.
Okay. What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Piney Woods Rooter.
Okay. Did they used to run around wild?
Yes, I think I've heard Papa and them say that there were wild hogs here, but they were not too numerous.
Mm-hmm. I guess they've all disappeared.
I'm sure they must have. Now, there could be some on the river.
Yeah, maybe where it's not river, but, built up.
I don't much believe there's any wild hogs anywhere around here.
Uh-huh.
In this county now.
Seems to be pretty popular.
Yeah,
What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
I'd say the itch or it's itching. I don't.
Okay.
What do they have any?
Well, are you familiar with the term ground itch?
Oh yes, I've had ground itch. Yes.
So have I. And what about athlete's foot? Would that be something different?
Well, yes. That's a virus or a germ like to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you get it out. Well, it itches and...
Well, now what would be the difference between ground itch and athlete's foot?
Well, sugar, I think athlete's foot is something that you get inside, maybe a germ. You know, they claim you can pick it up on the floor.
Yeah, and ground itch would be something you get outside.
Outside.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call homemade whiskey? What do people call homemade whiskey?
That's what I'd call it. I don't know.
Just homemade whiskey? Uh-huh. Have you heard people call it anything like moonshine or white light?
Oh, yes, moonshine. Right, yes, I've heard that too.
Moonshine. Mm-hmm. Well, what do people call cheap whiskey? Whiskey that's, I think, I'm not sure exactly what this question is getting at, but it's, I think the idea is that the tax has been paid on it, so it's not illegal whiskey.
Oh,
but
it's bootleg. Okay. Is that right?
Okay.
I mean, do they have that listed?
No, they don't, but that's a perfectly good term. What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Okay. Toys.
Okay. Now, I'm going to sort of change the pace here. If we were talking about reading a book, you might ask me, has the book been what before? Now, if we were using the word reading, and you want to use that word in that sentence, you'd say, has the book been...
It read before.
And the answer might be, yes, yesterday I... What, the book?
Read the book.
Okay. If we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been... What, yet?
Bought or paid for.
Fine.